Welcome to the Real Estate Influencer Buzz Podcast with Michelle B., a midlife mama of millennials, wife, South Florida realtor, marketer, lifestyle blogger, and fan of an Okie Chardonnay who loves a niche life. Each week, she'll be sharing her real-life marketing and branding tips from influencers in and out of real estate, bloggers, and social media stars. Buckle up for a side of sassy, a sprinkle of sparkly, and entertaining conversations with influencers who share their secrets to grow their businesses. Sit back and get comfortable with your favorite drink. Let's start today's Sip Social Sales Sesh.
Hey guys, it's Michelle B. Welcome to the Real Estate Influencer Buzz Podcast and also video. So you may be listening to this and you may be watching it, but today I'm so excited. I have Sue Pinky Benson in the hive. Yay, Sue! One of the things I want to share with you guys is that I am a midlife mama that loves social media and video. I am a mom of millennials, and I just love all the pieces of influencer marketing. Sue and I talk about this all the time, and so my goal with this season of my podcast is to be able to share tips, techniques, and resources with all of you guys that I'm pulling from the influencer world and how it ties into real estate. So some of my guests are going to be like Sue Pinky Benson, Pinky Nose Naples, and some are going to be outside of the real estate world. So let's get started and we can talk all things video today with my good friend, Sue Pinky Benson. So hey, Sue.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Michelle.
I'm so excited to have you on my first truly official podcast that ties really into real estate and how it's going to tie back to all of the, you know, real estate agents of any age, because you know me, I'm all about age is just a number, and how they can get started with all the different types of marketing opportunities that are out there that really don't cost much other than some time and maybe a few pieces of equipment. So I'm just really excited that you are doing this with me today. So in a few words, can you buzz about Sue Pinky Benson of Pinky Nose Naples? And she's also a RE/MAX agent.
I don't like talking about myself. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Do it in 10 words or less. You can do that.
Well, you know, people always ask me, like, what makes you uncomfortable on camera? Ask me about myself, and that's when I get really uncomfortable.
Okay.
So what would I say? Okay, so I'm in Naples and I do a lot of videos featuring my town that I love. And then also other things that I love, my hobbies, my kids, my family, everything that goes on in the world. I just kind of showcase it and I try to make it fun and engaging for everybody to interact with. And I tend to wear a lot of pink, including my hair.
You wear a lot of pink, girl. And I'm in Boca. So there you go. We're soul sisters when it comes to pink. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing with this podcast is kind of like what I call my five in the hive, where I have five basic questions to ask my guests, but then we'll probably do 6, 7, and 8 because we end up talking about other things that are relevant to our business. But what does influence mean to you in our real estate world right now?
You know, I think that that's a very powerful word. And I don't like to use it unless, like, it's something that I really feel, because I think it gets overused, you know?
Right.
And so for me personally, when somebody says they're an influencer, I do look and say, okay, what is their platform? What are they influencing on or about? And is it helping our community to grow our community? And I think that that's really what it comes down to, being an influencer, because you have, as an influencer, you have a very heavy shoulder to bear, you know, because you are putting things out there that hopefully are helping your community, growing your community, and teaching your community, making them better, a better person, a better place, whatever it is, you're influencing other people, and it shouldn't be taken lightly.
Okay, so one of the things that you need to know about Sue,
your audio.
Oh, are you there now? Hello.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Okay, there you go. So one of the things I want to mention to you about Sue is she's a national speaker, by the way. She has been at and spoken on the Inman stage. She has spoken at R4, if you're a RE/MAX person. You'll know what that is. But at many industry conferences, she speaks, you know, around the country about video. So one of the things we really want to do a deep dive on today is video marketing. How did you A, get started with it, and then segue it into really leveling up your brand with videos and video marketing and on the platforms that you're using? Because I watch Sue every day on Instagram Live, on Instagram Stories, on Facebook Live. I follow her. Besides the fact she's my friend, she's brilliant with using video. So, I mean, I've learned so much from you, Sue. So share with everybody, you know, a little bit about your journey with doing video in real estate.
I started actually doing videos about 7 years ago. So it was kind of crazy because so much emphasis is on it now. And I really heard the influencers back then, which was Katie Lance, Chris Smith. They were talking about the power of video 7 years ago. And I really listened and I got started then. And what I got started with, because there was no Facebook Live, Instagram, right, there was nothing. We had Facebook and Twitter. There were no live streaming platforms. I got started with just doing listing videos. And some of them were just very basic, like, you know, learning how to hold the camera, which, you know, at that time was an actual video camera.
Right.
And just scrolling through it. And like, I took like crazy music, which now you couldn't do because of the copywriting stuff. But like, I did like Three's Company music, and I would just incorporate just a little bit of the pictures or the video I took. And it was just, it was new. And so it really worked well for me when I was in just north of Tampa, which was my original market. And it just, I started to grow from there. And now it is definitely a staple in the way that real estate agents need to market, because it gives us the eye to eye. You know, when I first started doing videos, people, other real estate agents, would say things like, well, is she selling the house or is she selling herself? Well, I think as real estate agents, we are selling ourselves. I mean, why do you think we have bus benches? Why do we have our pictures on our business cards? Why do we put ourselves up on billboards? Because we wanted people to recognize us. And video is just a modern way of doing that. So you have to incorporate it into your brand in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be live stream. If that makes you super nervous, do a way that it's what we call in the broadcast journalism world, a canned video, where you just shoot it and then you put it up later and you play with it until it looks the way that you want to look at it, you know, the way that you want it to look.
Right, exactly.
Shooting.
And sometimes you have people that you want to talk to, whether they're in the industry or not, who aren't really comfortable on video, but there are some ways to get around doing those sorts of interviews. One of the things I love about Sue is she, you know, established Pinky Nose Naples. So you need to take a look at what she's doing. She's on Instagram and Facebook. And what I loved about it was she would go around and interview local business owners, small business owners in many cases, entrepreneurs in her area, really became the digital mayor, I believe, of Naples. And also, she really last year when we were going through our Hurricane Irma situation, she just was amazing with how she showcased what was going on, kept people informed, and she was a resource to not only her own sellers, but also people that were, you know, had second homes down in the area. So I think that the fact that you became such a video resource was huge. What do you think the importance is of, say, somebody who's been doing traditional marketing and they want to start with video, but they're not sure how to start? What do you think the importance is of one that they do start? And I don't think anybody's behind the eight ball yet, but they do need to start. And a few tips for that new person who says, okay, I'm ready. I've got my iPhone or my Android. What do I do, Sue? Because that's really it. You're the go-to.
Okay. So I think that first and foremost, you've just got to know what you're going to talk about. You have to have the topic and you got to go for it. Like I see a lot of people, they say, oh, do video. And then they jump on and they have nothing to say and they don't know what getting engagement. And don't be discouraged by a lack of engagement at first, because now the algorithm is overwhelmed with videos. So it's going to take a little bit of persistence and patience to get that following. It's not going to happen with one video. That's what everybody needs to understand. And the other thing you need to understand is that the whole world is not watching that one video. Like you're
not.
The whole world's going to tune in the minute you hit the live button or you put up that video. And 9 times out of 10, it's like somebody you're related to is going to be the first person to watch it. You know?
Always,
you know, yeah. They're usually the most critical, just FYI. My husband's more critical than anybody else. So, or my mom. So, you know,
oh, right. Well, I've seen your mom. I love your parents.
That's how they are, you know? And so you kind of have to like stick your head down in the sand and right. say, "Hey, I'm doing this. I have to do what's best for my business." So I would say start small, know your topic, get in, say what you need to say, and then get out. Don't worry about doing these masterpiece documentaries.
No.
Those are insanely hard to do. They're very hard to pull off, even with somebody who's seasoned like myself. Like going for 15 minutes live, trying to interview somebody else when you've never interviewed someone before is insanely difficult. I'm not trying to scare you. But if you've not done it, it's not as easy as it looks. So you want to make sure that you just have your topic, get in, talk about it, and then get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's when you do have to do a little research, know who you're talking to. And in many cases, now I know you so well, I have a pretty good idea of what I know I want to ask you. And I know you're, you know how talented you are. But I will also send questions to people and say, listen, can you kind of answers these questions for me so I know a better way with my sparkly spin on it, how to interview you so I can, you know, shine the light on you in the best manner. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think maybe I'm wrong that people are jumping on thinking they have to just jump on and talk to talk instead of actually having a purpose and a vision as to why they're actually on. Like I was going, well, what's your why with video? Why do you want to be on? You know, is it a tip or a resource for the consumer or for other agents, that kind of thing? What would you say, three tips or at least two tips that you could give a real estate agent or a small business owner in starting doing video as far as maybe equipment, things like that? I know I'm all about shoestring budget. Oh. So I do things on my iPhone. Yep. All the time. And pop sockets, by the way, if you don't know how to, this is brilliant, right? Have a pop socket. But Sue, talk to the audience a little bit about cost-effective things that you can use to start like today. Like if someone said, I want to start this today, I've got my cup of coffee, I'm ready to go.
Okay, so you have your phone. That's number one. So you already have the camera. You don't need to run out and get some fancy $6,000 camera. Don't give that as your excuse. Start with your phone. Number two, you need to be stable because I watch you. You're shaking. You're nervous. You don't even realize you're nervous. So either have somebody else hold it for you. Get some sort of stabilization, whether it's the pop socket leaned up against, you know, something
right.
on your table, or, you know, go and get yourself a tripod, a selfie stick, something that's going to keep you stable. You want to make sure you have good lighting. Right? If you're in the dark, you stay in the dark. That's how
right, exactly.
And audio, you want to be able to hear them. Now, you know, I will suggest going to get yourself a relatively inexpensive microphone that plugs into your phone, mm-hmm. but don't let that be your hang up on why you don't start today, because you already have audio in your phone and it works pretty darn well. The only thing I would say is be aware of the audio that's going on around you when you do the video. So if you're out doing an open house video and there's a lawnmower going by, that's going to be a problem. Or, you know, if you're out at a restaurant and you have music going on in the background, you want to make sure that you walk away and you find somewhere where the audio is better, because if they can't see you and they can't hear you, they are not going to watch you.
Right. Exactly. Let's talk about Facebook in particular, since most people start with Facebook and then they meander over to Instagram, which has become huge, which by the way is owned by Facebook, which people may or may not know. And fun fact, Sue and I met on Snapchat. I for sure am that demographic. But we met on there and we met amazing people on there that we are, you know, we mastermind with every day. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, doing these videos, I think most people start with Facebook. And Facebook has encouraged, you know, the video, whether it's horizontal or vertical. But talk to our audience a little bit about the Facebook piece of this and why it is so important that they just master one platform first.
Well, I mean, I think first of all, like, if you're popping around trying to learn all the different platforms, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be confused. You're going to be like, what the heck is a hashtag? Like, you're going to be throwing things up where you don't know. And like our friend Katie Lance likes to say, you know, we all speak English, right? But there's a different version in UK. There's a different version in Australia. And there's a different version in America. That's the same thing when it comes to the different forms of social media. We all speak the same language, but they're all a little bit different. And you know how to communicate on those forums to get the best results. So Facebook is obviously the easiest. It's the one that most people have already tried consuming or have a general idea of how it works. The thing that you have to realize when you start to market, and that means doing videos because you're doing it as a marketing tool, is that you have to switch in your mind from being a Facebook consumer to a Facebook marketer. So you go from what you're taking into what you're putting out there. And you always want to put your best foot forward on Facebook. So that comes all the way down to what you're posting, but also comments that you're posting on, likes that you're posting on. People will stalk you. We know that. We all do it ourselves. And they will go back and see, like, why is this person, like, why did she put that somewhat negative comment? If it's negative, my suggestion, don't post it. It's not worth the effort to explain it later. So unless you're
I agree with you.
So I would say, like, get in there, conquer one, understand it really well from a marketing standpoint. Like you, like I said, you may already be a consumer of it.
Right.
But you need to understand, like, what makes you engage with other posts? Why do you find something interesting? What is your audience responding to when you post something? That is key to understanding your audience, is to understand the game of Facebook in essence. Because when they start to engage, when they start to share your stuff, because, you know, I see, and I've done this, I see a lot of people will put up a video and they spam share it to every group out there that's possible.
Right.
While that's great and it gets your views up, you got to look at whether or not you're getting engagement and whether or not people are liking it and wanting to share it on their own. That's where the glory is. That's where you're going to build your relationships. It's not just spamming it out there so the whole world sees it. Then it becomes overwhelming and annoying. So it is a fine line, but I would say start there. Get that conquered, you know, and then move on to another, like Instagram, as we talked about. Instagram's Instagram stories is where we're like really gelling. We know that that's like
Instagram stories. And it's funny because there's certain topics as far as video wise that I put on Facebook because my audience is different there. And then I have different ones that I put on my, I have two Instagram channels, which you know. So it depends on who my audience is. And I've thought about this. So I'm like, well, is this really relevant to who's following me or who do I want to follow me on Instagram? Whereas Facebook, it's just a little more broader. I don't know. I think it's a little lighter. I don't know. That's
well,
my
with Instagram right now is that it's a very positive forum. I find it's really difficult to be negative on Instagram. Like you have to go out of your way to be negative, especially within the timeline post, because those have to be a picture or they have to be a video. And if you're going to find a picture to say something negative about it, then you're going out of your way to be negative. And that's a reflection of who you are and who your brand is. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you find yourself doing, it's probably not the forum for you. Like Facebook tends to, we all know, it goes political, it goes crazy, people get nutsy over there. Whereas Instagram is a little bit quieter. The other thing that I really enjoy about Instagram is that you don't get the 900 notifications every time something happens on Facebook. You get like, you wake up and you've got like 50 notifications.
Yeah.
It might be a legit notification for you to actually, but it gets bombarded in there. Whereas on Instagram, it's a little quieter. You don't get notified 15 times over because somebody else commented on a post.
Exactly.
So it's great that way. It's great that way. And that's just talking timeline. That's not even talking stories.
That's not even talking the stories, which we can touch on as well, because one of the things that you're brilliant at is sharing fun, easy to use apps on your phone. Okay. How many times can I say phone? This is what most of us, at least I know I am, you know, using to do my videos and whatnot. And so like, you know, here I'm looking at my phone real quick. Of course, it's not cooperating, but like Sue's like, oh, there's this app called Quick. And there's this app called, what's the one I just used to announce that I had a new blog post up? Legend?
Was it Legend or was it?
Yeah.
Arrow for augmented reality.
I don't know. Maybe it was Arrow, but she always has these great, like, ahead of the game, you know, suggestions. And I'm like, oh, this is good. If it makes my life easier in regard to putting up a post, because I think what happens is there's this, you know, what do they say? Paralysis of analysis or whatever it is, whatever. Yeah. Right. But, and then you don't do anything. So I would rather, yeah. Right. So wouldn't you rather put up a 15-second video and just be consistent every day than do nothing?
Yep. Yep. For sure. I mean, and yep. That's, you know, and that's where Instagram stories comes into play, because, you know, it used to be, and this is what I said, you remember when Facebook first got started, you would post every single little weird thing that was going on in your day. Like, oh, here's my shoes. Oh, here's my lunch. Here's what I'm doing in the afternoon. And you would post like 8 or 9 times a day, right? And then we all got like, oh, that's too much. Although some people are still doing it.
I know.
Intervention. Stop. Okay, just stop.
Yeah, please stop. And please stop posting just boring listing posts and videos. Like, get creative. Come on.
But you know what's hilarious is that's really what stories is now.
Yeah.
It's the behind the scenes of all these little things that are going on in your day. Like, you know, I did an Instagram stories with a shout out to my nail salon today because we got new nails and it's October. So it's, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So right. I obviously have my extra pink on, but I'm giving a shout out to a business that I go to while I'm doing something at the same time. So, but it's behind the scenes. And think about reality TV. It has evolved since the beginning with MTV and their crazy show. What was it called? The MTV show?
Which one?
Real World, remember?
Oh, I love Real World.
That was the original, right? That was reality
show. Still going on.
And it still goes on. And now we have the Kardashians and we've got Big Brother. And we all know that it's BS, right? Like, we all know there's producers.
It's scripted, it's BS. It's not like the good old days.
But we know the producers are back. And yet, what does that tell us? We crave authenticity.
Yeah.
And we crave reality. And we want to see people's mundane, crazy crap that goes on behind their day. And you know what's funny to me is that I have, you know, so many followers that will come to me. Like, I had one at a class the other day, Caesar, and he says to me, he goes, how do you do everything? Like, I see you here, and then I see you there, and I see you everywhere. And I'm like, it's just, you know, and it's kind of nice because it shows them that I'm actually hustling, you know, that we are working, that it's not just, you know, segmented into like, oh, this is what I'm doing for these 15 minutes of my day. You know, it shows all the other things. But what's hilarious to me is the opposite side of that, which is I do a Facebook Live and that's like 10 minutes of my day. Right. Mm-hmm. And yet so many people think that like, that's my entire, oh, well, you were so busy doing a Facebook Live. That was 10 minutes of 24 hours. So,
and also too, let's touch on the fact that two things. One, you can do your videos and save them and upload them at any time.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had people say, I don't know how you know, do what you do. You're so busy all the time. And I'm like, I'm actually, you know, I'm at home working on real estate all the time. But I bank a lot of my videos and I strategically have like an editorial calendar in some cases with certain ones where I put them out there, whether they're short or not short. And I think out my stories, like my girls and I did a blogger event because we have a local lifestyle blog called #SoBoca. And on Sunday, we were at a local beautiful restaurant and we talked about it in the car before we went in to strategize. Here's what I think we want to do. Let's get something walking in. We'll do our Facebook Live at the end of the meal. We'll go outside, which there was traffic. It was a little noisy, but I don't think the mic I had, it didn't pick up too much, which was good. So we did strategize and we saved things, and that's okay. I think people get stressed and they have to do it right in the moment.
Yeah, they think like if they get all this content. Now, if it's something that's like, okay,
finally.
In the news business, they call it evergreen, okay? So like if it's a story that can last past today, that it's evergreen. Like my new listing might be new today, but it's also going to be new tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I can still save it for the next day.
Right. Where,
like, you know, something that's timely that's happening, like, you know, right in that moment. Like if you're at a news and there's a fire, you're not going to come back 3 days from now and be like, yeah, there was a, it's not going to work. Right.
No, so you have
to So yeah, I see that too. Like you get good content and then you spam it. And it's like, hold on to things that you don't necessarily have to share every nuance of that moment, you know, hold on to it. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think your tips are just fantastic. And if you're not following Sue, you should be. And so I'm going to have her at the end of this podcast, just give us, you know, her handles and whatnot, so you can follow her. And she has some very special things going on. And also you can catch her speaking around the country, which is awesome. Quick question for you. So who do you love to follow? Who, influencer wise, real estate wise, who do you follow as for their video content?
Oh, well, by far, besides the fabulous Michelle B.
You're funny.
I follow, obviously, Chelsea Peitz.
She's going to be on. Yep.
Talking in pictures, you know. She created an entire brand, a whole show on Snapchat. She's not a millennial. She didn't do any kind of crazy, you know, what you think of when it comes to Snapchat. She just owned that channel, and she's done
it. She owns it.
You know, so Chelsea Peitz, I love her video content. Of course, you know, I love my Gary Vee, but you know, it's not just Gary Vee because I love him. I really like to consume his content and think like, how did they make that into a short video? Because he obviously has long keynotes, then they take a clip, then they put the captions in, then they add graphics. So it's really interesting to me to see how they break it down and then like, okay, how does that do well on LinkedIn versus how it does on Instagram? Like I get very analytical with that stuff, but he has great video content that really embraces you and makes you want to hustle.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, one thing you mentioned, analytics, and I think this is so important that you can look at what your most popular video posts are. Oh, and yeah. People don't realize that you can go on Instagram and look at your analytics and see what time of the day was most popular, what video post was most popular, regular post too, but we're talking video. You can actually, you know, really drill down into those numbers and say, okay, for example, on the Michelle B, which is my Instagram feed, whenever I do a quote and I use black and white quotes, people really resonate with those, but they also like it when I occasionally do a video on my feed. Instagram stories different. And so I look and see, oh, wow, that was really popular. And people, they're definitely watching video. But the other thing is they're watching with their sound off. So can you touch on that just a little bit?
Well, you know, and I'm working on my Instagram class, talking about using video within Instagram. And it is really interesting because I am diving into other people's analytics and saying, okay, yes. 1,000 followers, you know, how does one video do on there? And then I'm also playing with videos that I'm posting to see which ones get engagement. I have found that, like, here's a little tip, Clips, which is it's an iPhone. So guys, you'll have to get an iPhone.
But yes, Clips.
Clips will subtitle the video for you while you're doing the video. You can't take the video back later and put the captions in, but it will subtitle it as you go. Those quick little videos that, you know, obviously less than 1 minute, you put the captioning up, you do get more engagement on Instagram with those. I've already seen the results from that. I've noticed, like, if you do it with a filter, like I've done an Instagram story with a filter on, then taken that video and put it into my timeline, and it will generate a little bit more engagement. So it is a little bit trickier, I think, in the Instagram timeline to grab the attention with video. So you have to be extra creative and you have to figure out a way to get the captioning in there, because if the stats on Facebook is 85% of people do not watch video with the audio on. Okay. My prediction is they're going to do live subtitling as the Facebook Live continues to roll out. I bet they have live subtitling at the bottom. But with Instagram, it is a different complete program. So
right.
You've got to be a little bit more creative with how do you get that captioning up? What can you do to get people to engage with that post? And I see this a lot on Instagram. Don't just pop something up there, whether it's a picture or a video. Tell me what it's about. Like a lot of people just pop it up there and then put like three hashtags in. And I'm like,
what is it?
Tell me what I'm looking at. Like, and you don't have to say exactly my advice is you put in the comment in the post, you're kind of You're not saying exactly what's going on in the video, but you're pushing them to want to watch
the video. You need an engaging subject line, basically.
Right. And when you're doing that. Them over.
Yeah.
You want them to click it to be like, oh, what is she talking about? So you really want to
Right.
what you're posting there so that it pulls them in to want to turn the audio on and run into the other room and hide to listen to it.
Exactly. What are, so let's talk real estate listings, for example. What are a few things that you can suggest to realtors that they can do? And I'm sorry about the dinging. It's a new computer and I don't know how to turn this off. What is, you know, some things that say you get a new listing, okay? What is it that someone can do, like, before it hits the market, while it's on the market, brokers opens, and things like that?
All right. So first thing that we have to like do an intervention on is that, yes, we're real estate agents and we think it's exciting, but the rest of the world does not find real estate all that exciting. Okay. Unless it's like
what?
Quality stuff. Okay.
Right.
And I say that because think about it. What pulls you in to watch an HGTV show, right? So when you think in that terms, then go to your listing and think, okay, how would HGTV showcase this property? One of the things I always do is I ask my seller, I don't care if it's an investor, I don't care what it is, I say to them, what do you love about this home? Because even
Right.
the investor saw some sort of value in that house because that's why he bought it and now he's flipping it, right?
Right.
If he thought it was a great rental, then that's your plug. You have a great rental, you know? And then you want to tease them again to come into that video. So when you go out to the properties, always, always look for the best place to start. And that does not mean the freaking front door. Okay.
Oh gosh, no.
Okay.
Highlight the beautiful things or the most positive things about the home.
Highlight and climax right from the beginning. Okay. That's what I say. Go in hard. Go in hard. Get up there and be like, okay, see this? This is amazing. It's in a pool. Look, it has a slide. Look, you know, and if it's boring, find a way to make it interesting, okay?
Exactly.
I mean, and I know that that's hard, but you've got to think about it. Like, really, really think about it. Like, could I bring somebody else in? Like, suppose you have a friend that's
yeah.
really into staging. Bring them in and interview them. Like, okay, how would you stage this house? What would you do differently? There's a lady in town. She does feng shui.
Yeah.
I want to do one with her where she talks about moving the furniture around so that the house showcases the best way. So you're still showcasing the listing, but you're also showcasing someone else. Like I've done this with my drone guy because he's freaking amazing with his drone.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But then I also have a mermaid, which you know, I bring her onto a show.
Yeah, Shelly the mermaid, guys. Can't keep
Shelly the mermaid
with that.
Now, and here's the thing. So many people think that mermaid is like in everything I do, and yet she's not.
No.
Because she pops so much when she is in something.
Yeah.
But I do take her along on an occasional shoot, but I'm very selective. Like, why would I take a mermaid to a house that doesn't have a pool? That doesn't make sense, right? So I wouldn't do that. So you have to be, you know, you have to be consistent with it. Hey, bring your dog. If it's really, you know, like, you know what I always said? I thought there would be a great one in, like, if you worked with a humane society and they had dogs that needed adopting. Like, what if you could get your seller to showcase the property and say, you know, this dog is up, right? Like, think of the cool things you can jive with this. Like, you could get the dog adopted, sell the house, maybe sell the dog, adopt the dog with selling the house at the same time. Like, you know?
Exactly. And you know what? There you go. That's it. Hashtag boom. That's the point of what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be a snooze freaking fest. I think I put explicit on my podcast, like check mark. Cause let's face it guys, it freaking doesn't have to be a snooze fest. I mean, I think 2 years ago, my daughter Kylie has her license, but it's me. And we had a house listed on Halloween and we turned on like the Monster Mash music and we did a Facebook Live and we got a huge bunch of leverage on it because it was really funny. And Kylie walked around and she showed the house. I mean, it was great, you know?
I mean, yeah, you know, and that's the thing. One of the very first open houses I ever did with my partner, Shauna, was a Halloween open house. And I mean, we went all in, like we made all the food ourselves, did, you know, recipes with like the hot dogs that look like mummies. And we did everything. Now with the Instagram stories and the Facebook stories,
oh my gosh,
could you see us like rolling these hot dogs and creating all this stuff?
Yeah.
If you were to do a Halloween open house, go all in and work on it for the entire
own it.
So that, yes, so that people own are like, it. So I'm going to that.
Here's the thing. When I hear agents complaining that they don't have business, I'm like, then get on social media, start learning how to do video and put it out there, you know, appropriately, and start networking one-on-one. Do a happy birthday video and send it on Messenger to someone that you want to do some business with.
Have conversations.
Yes!
People that tell me they don't get business from social media are people that are just throwing up posts and running away.
I know.
They throw it up and then they might get a like, they might get a comment, but they don't even take the time to go back and comment back.
No, and it's about engagement.
It's always about the engagement. And it's also... Yeah. The long road, right? Yeah. It is the marathon. It is not the sprint, as you and I know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if I have agents that come to me that are like, look, I'm retiring in 5 years, or I'm gonna go be, you know, a pro wrestler in 5 years, whatever it is that they have their goals set on, then I tell them, don't spend your time worrying about social media, because send the postcards, do the newspaper ad, continue to get business the way that you've always gotten business. However, don't be upset when you go on that appointment and you lose out to the agent that does own social media.
Listen, here's the bottom line. I've gotten listings, and I work in niche markets. That's a whole other topic. I'm a nicher. But because I have quality information on my YouTube channel, on Facebook, I have videos out there, I have blog posts, and two last things, you can do a great video, you can transcribe it using rev.com into a blog post, or just grab the transcription from Facebook now, because there's that option. You can turn those into small pieces, right, Sue, into small video pieces, small social media pieces. I mean, there's a ton of stuff you can do with one good video, because you can repurpose your videos. Some people have the mindset not to do that. Some people do. I'm in the middle of the road where I'm like, you know what? If I think it's something I want to repurpose, I'm going to repurpose it and to a different audience.
But you know, I think that what gets real estate agents is that, and honestly, it's not just agents, it's across the board with any small business, is that you really have to own your marketing at this point. You know, it's very hard, because realtors are like, you know, I just want to stick a sign in the yard. I want to put the flyer out. This is not my job to make a video. It's not, okay, it may not be your job, but then you need somebody on your team to be doing
right
for you.
You can hire people to help you, and you can also hire people to edit for you. And that's another piece that we can talk about another time, but there's ways, shoestring budget wise, Fiverr, to find people. And I go and I ask other agents, I'm like, who are you using? Do you mind if I use them? Can you give me their name? You know, that kind of thing. Lastly, since this is a podcast, what podcast are you listening to?
What podcast?
Well, if you're listening to this, you're listening on a podcast.
Okay, so my most favorite right now is Social Media Examiner.
You told me to listen to them.
Yes. So if you're looking for help on social media marketing, and you're at that point where you need to up your game, like you've already got the basics down,
yeah,
then I would encourage you to listen to that one. Dustin Brome, our friend, Search Salt Lake City, he does Massive Agent Podcast.
The Massive Agent Podcast. Crap.
Yeah.
I love Massive Agent. I listen to him every freaking morning with my coffee on my Alexa flash briefing.
So I like him. I also like, of course, Gary Vee. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, Gary Vee's the Mac Daddy. And then if you need a little soul searching, I love Oprah. You know,
I do too.
You can't go wrong with Oprah.
I do too. Well, listen, this has been awesome. I met Sue, a year ago?
No.
2 years ago.
2 years, yeah.
In Miami.
Miami.
I met you in Miami, and we had lunch at Smith & Wollensky, and that's when we met. And we've traveled together a couple of times, and we've just had an amazing, it's nice when you meet people that you can align with, that you call a friend.
Yeah, but you won't travel with me tomorrow.
It's because I'm speaking next week and I have to get ready for it. But you know, I'll be watching you on Insta stories and just I'll be your support animal, your service animal. But tell everybody where they can find you and, you know, where you're speaking next.
Oh, okay. So I'm off to Beaufort, South Carolina to do a speaking engagement there. And then in a couple of weeks, depending on when you're listening, it'll be mid-October. I'll be in Washington, D.C. and potentially Richmond, Virginia. That one's still in the
RVA, baby.
Right. And then I'm off to Vegas next month. And, you know, if you want to know more, you can just go to Facebook, which is Pinky Nose Naples.
Okay.
If you find me on Facebook and you want to send me a friend request, I ask that you send me a message and say where you heard about me so that I know you're legit. So that's under Sue Pinky Benson. And then on Instagram, you can follow me at Pinky Nose Naples. Right. Nose like K-N-O-W-S, not like your nose on your face.
Yeah, exactly. Just look for the pink feed. You'll find her.
All right.
And if you're thinking, if you are a consumer listening to this, because we do have consumers that listen to this, and you're thinking of buying and selling any real estate down in Naples, Florida, Pinky Nose Naples, man. She knows it all, and she's connected. So that's who I refer to over in that part of the world, which isn't too far from me because I'm in Boca. But I thank you so much for your time today. I mean,
Instagram story it out here, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do one. Right. Hold on. And then I'm jumping on to talk to another friend of ours today. Hold on one second. Okay, hold on.
All right, so we're Instagram storying.
Hey,
okay,
guys.
So I'm just finishing up my lovely podcast/video with Michelle B. of So Boca. I'm super excited to be on this podcast. When will it be out, honey? Next week?
It's going to come out this month because this is my new season, season 2.
All right.
Boom.
Boom, baby.
Well, thanks, honey. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with all of your speaking engagements. The feedback's been fantastic. And I if you want to mention that you also have a video group, that's fine. So.
All right. You can join the group. Video on social
media. Join the group. It's very good. We all collab and talk about how to be better.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks, Sue.
No problem, honey.
Talk to you soon. And if you guys want to like, follow, and subscribe to all of my channels, feel free to do so. YouTube, Michelle Bellisari. You can follow soboca.com, my lifestyle blog with a little real estate in there. And of course, I'm on Instagram at the Michelle B. Everything will be in the show notes. And you guys have a sassy, sparkly, sunshiny day.